Our message is emotionalism. Isaiah 28:16. So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone, for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed. Emotionalism is weakness, not strength. To allow ourselves to be led by our emotions binds us. Emotions are built on feelings, circumstances, and even physical well-being. These are not dependable and are not the things to build our lives and hopes on. To so allow our lives to be governed by our emotions is a damaging weakness and needs to be dealt with the help of God's Holy Spirit. To walk the Christian walk, then, bypasses our emotions and responds only to the word and person of God Himself, giving us something solid to build our lives and hopes on. Irresponsible emotional thinking and decision-making can lead to grief and frustration. But to believe and know that God is truth and never changes sets our hopes and direction then in the infinite mercy of a loving God who will direct us by His Spirit and not by our own puny minds. To truly trust God and not our unstable emotions then is the only sure way we can know we are doing our very best for God. I now say a prayer. God in heaven, teach us the difference between emotions and our stand on matters of spiritual reality. Help us to remember emotions are not something to be shunned, but rather to be controlled. Help us to learn to live a spirit-controlled life so we may be who we are and yet not be in fear of quenching the precious Spirit of God within. May we be able to magnify You in our life and yet hopefully never intimidate another. We pray that they may, through us, come to know You better. Oh, this, O Lord, is our heart's desire.